is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Authorities in Southern California say a gunman killed 12 people late Wednesday during attack at a bar and dance club. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean told reporters one of the first officers to arrive at the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks was shot after going inside to confront the shooter. He said Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helis, a 29 veteran of the department, later died at the hospital.
Sergeant Helis was on the force for 29 years, was looking to retire in the next year or so. He was a Moore Park resident and is survived by his wife and his son.
Investigators are working with the help of the FBI to determine the identity of the shooter and a motive. Dean said the suspect was found dead inside the bar with a gunshot wound, but it was not clear who fired that shot. Eyewitnesses described a scene of chaos as shots rang out in the dance club and patrons scrambled to seek cover and escape. Carl Edgar says he has been receiving text messages about the shooter from friends who were inside the bar at the time of the shooting.
One of my friends is saying that they got a feed from I don't know where, but they were saying that the front door girl was shot, like four others were shot. He came in, threw smoke grenades, and fired off 20 shots.
Details are still unfolding. Look for the latest on VOAnews.com. A Christian woman in Pakistan who received death threats after Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned her death sentence is said to be in hiding. Pakistan says it released Asiya Bibi from a prison in the city of Multan, where she was then flown to an undisclosed location. Her husband told VOA last week that the family has requested asylum in Spain and France and is waiting for a response. In a landmark ruling in October, Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned her 2010 conviction of insulting Islam's prophet Muhammad. The acquittal sparked 3 days of widespread protest by Islamists who demanded that Bibi's death sentence be reinstated. This is VOA News. Now that U.S. President Donald Trump has forced out Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is expected to oversee the special counsel's Russia investigation. But what does the future hold for the deputy attorney general who was in charge of the special counsel probe? AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has come under fire and appeared to be on the way out in September after a published report said Rosenstein suggested recording the president and the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office, which Rosenstein has denied. But he was at the White House Wednesday, soon after Jeff Sessions' ouster was announced. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked, what was that about?
Well, he is a deputy attorney general, so he has a lot of business here at the White House. I think he'll be back tomorrow for a different meeting.
Rosenstein oversaw the Russia investigation because Sessions had to recuse himself because of his contacts with Russian officials.
U.S. President Donald Trump is boasting of a very big win in Tuesday's national congressional elections after Republicans strengthened their hold on the Senate, even as Democrats took control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years. AP's Warren Levinson with more.
The House minority leader says Democrats in Congress will seek bipartisanship but won't be afraid to exercise their responsibility for oversight of the administration.
We believe that we have a responsibility to seek common ground where we can. Where we cannot, we must stand our ground.
Pelosi credited a focus on health care with pushing the party over the top. She stands to return to the speakership despite some grumbling that it's time for new leadership. Pelosi says she believes she's the best candidate for the job and will have the votes when the time comes to choose a speaker.
Warren Levinson reporting. President Donald Trump says he is in no rush to finalize a deal with North Korea and remove sanctions. He told reporters he has made more progress with North Korea than any other administration, and he still plans another summit with Kim Jong-un early next year. Trump spoke just hours after Thursday's scheduled meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior Kim advisor Kim Yong-chol was called off. Neither side gave any firm reason why the talks were postponed, other than State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Paladino calling it purely a matter of scheduling.
Timing. This has to do with timing, as a matter of, we're talking about scheduling. And I'll leave it at that.
The talks in New York were largely seen as paving the way for the second Trump-Kim summit. They first met in Singapore in June. In announcing the now-postponed meeting, the State Department said the two men would discuss making progress on all four pillars of the Singapore summit joint statement, including achieving the final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.